AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. After years of wrangling, five Gulf Coast states are settling with BP over the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill.
The settlement covers both environmental and economic damage caused by the BP spill, $18.7 billion. If approved by a federal judge, federal officials say it would be the largest settlement with a single entity in U.S. history. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi says settling now makes good sense.
Instead of battling through a litigation black hole, we have now forged ahead.
The settlement likely will end major litigation after the spill. Some environmental groups say the oil giant is getting off easy. I'm Tony Winton.
It looks like thousands of people in Maryville, Tennessee are going to spend another night with friends or in shelters after a toxic train derailment forced them to evacuate their homes last night.
We have about a mile and a half safe zone. We've evacuated all of those folks.
City Manager Greg McLean says the first priority is making sure residents near the fiery derailment are okay.
We're very proud to say right now that with the evacuations that have taken place, no one's been injured that we know of. We have had a couple of safety personnel that have gone to the hospital and been treated.
Law enforcement officials say weather likely caused the fire that destroyed a predominantly black church in Greeleyville, South Carolina. From Seattle to Salt Lake City, the West is baking under record heat. Temperatures reaching the triple digits have made fire conditions extreme and sent folks looking for relief heading into the 4th of July weekend. Surf's up along the North Carolina coast, where there have been seven shark attacks in just the past 2 weeks. But the beaches will be open over the 4th. This is AP Radio News. Fiat Chrysler faces sanctions later this year for failing to provide timely and accurate information to federal safety officials.
From airbags that explode too violently to gas leaks that can result in fires, the automaker has been called on the carpet in a public hearing. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration official Jennifer Timian says too often consumers are left in the dark.
Fiat Chrysler has repeatedly failed to notify owners about recalls in a timely manner.
Safety agency Scott Yon says even when the automaker responds, it does so slowly.
Fiat Chrysler takes a long time to produce parts needed to get vehicles fixed.
Fiat Chrysler executive Scott Kunzelman admits his company needs to do better.
Frankly, recall execution is where we have fallen short.
Diane Kepley, Washington.
For the 30th consecutive year, there will be no marching bands in Willimantic, Connecticut's annual Independence Day parade. Instead, participants and speculators will carry radios tuned to a local radio station. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts, we do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.